Mike Osborne for WMOT News. Public health officials are warning Tennessee residents that tick-borne illnesses are on the rise. As summer continues, State Deputy Epidemiologist John Dunn is urging Tennesseans to take precautions against ticks. He also recommends making yourself familiar with symptoms of tick-borne illnesses. The most common, Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
We see several hundred cases of that each year, and it has tended to go up in the past 10 years or so.
Dunn says Ehrlichia is also common in Tennessee. Lyme disease is less common, but not unheard of. Symptoms for all three are generally mild, but can be serious in some cases. The number of cases of Lyme disease have remained fairly stable in recent years, but the number of cases of spotted fever and Ehrlichia have jumped more than 19 times over the past two decades. Dunn says state officials are also concerned about a new and invasive tick recently detected in the eastern part of the state. Asian longhorn ticks have not yet been associated with harmful illnesses in Tennessee, but are a problem in other parts of the world. Dunn notes if you're spending time in wooded areas or walking through tall grass, it's a good idea to watch for unwelcome hitchhikers.
You know, when they come home from those areas, they should be checking themselves for ticks. And, it's also good to check your pets as they come in and out of the house because they can bring ticks inside.
Dunn recommends if you have a tick bite and later develop fever, body aches, flu-like symptoms, or rash, let your physician know right away. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.